Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting live from Helix Esports Gaming Center at Patriot Place. Here's Gresh, Keith, and Wiggy on WEEI.
It is the Wiggins Bowl today at 1 o'clock here at Gillette Stadium. Two teams that Wiggy has played for will battle each other. And in all seriousness, biggest game probably in 10 years for these two teams.
Has to be.
Yeah.
You got to go back to the playoff game for a game that matters this much to both teams, especially this late in the year. Like, who'd have thought both of these teams? Maybe it's because of the way the AFC is, but whatever. We don't need to get into that. It's just, this is a monster game for both teams who are currently holding playoff spots.
Right.
That's right.
Week 11.
And who would have thought that the Jets are ahead of the Patriots?
Right. Nope. Nobody. Nobody would have thought
that. In the standings of this game. So, yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't reached fever pitch, but I think they got to get out on the field and sort of play this one for the rivalry to be renewed a little bit. And we know what's on the line for the 6-3 Jets and, of course, the 5-4 Patriots. And we're heading into Thanksgiving, which is supposed to be the important time of year. But really, injuries for the Patriots is where we start. Jake Bailey finally put on IR.
Yeah, something felt like up with him all year, right?
Very much so.
He was not punting very well. He didn't punt well last year. 2 years ago, he was the best punter in the league.
Right. So do you think this popped up before the contract extension?
Well, don't you think something was up with him last year? I feel like it was. And then we got reports that he was punting the snot out of it during camp. And you're like, all right, so maybe he's recovered. Maybe he's good to go, and maybe he's going to start the year. But then as this season has played out, and they've punted a lot.
Yes.
He has not been very good. Like, every time he's had more like, oh, bad one there from Bailey.
He's bottom in the league, right?
He's at the bottom of the league.
Net average.
In terms of net average,
which is wild. So I guess it's good. It's like when a player's in a slump, and you're like, are you just in a slump or are you hurt? And it's like, no, he's hurt. So you're like, okay, so I guess there's that.
Well, and if you're a punter and you don't have a great net average, but you may be leading the league in kicks inside the 20-yard line, like, you can kind of put context to it. But
not the case.
It's just been a bad year for Bailey. So Michael Pollard will be the punter for the next couple of weeks.
Welcome to the club.
Well, and a part of the reason Pollardy is here is because he's a holder, and we forget that that is a part of what Jake Bailey does.
Now, is he a lefty punter? Do we know?
I do not think so.
I don't think so either.
Back to the righty punter.
That was Bill's thing for a while, and then Bailey, he was like, no, Bailey just punts it so far, so they went with him. So, yes, they're going Pollardy, and so punting, holding, we'll see. I mean, because, again,
well, it's a windy day, too, and it's going to be a big part of the – you would think special teams would be a big part of the day today.
And it's cold.
The Helix Esports sign keep blowing over out there. There's much wind.
It's freezing. And, like, we take holding for granted, right? You're just like, oh, it's, you know.
I was the emergency hole at one point in time.
Stop. Were you really?
Yes, I was the emergency hole.
With the Patriots?
That's what I could catch.
Hands team, the whole thing. Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Well, but you got to catch it. You got to spin it.
Yeah. That was the emergency. And then who was the – it was the, when I was with the Vikings, who was the kicker?
Gary Anderson.
So Gary Anderson?
Nah. Is he the one from Australia?
That's Morton Anderson.
I can't remember.
Is it Morton from down there?
Hold on.
Down under?
I thought he was.
Gary Anderson was the guy that didn't miss a kick all year in 98 and then
missed
one.
Which one was
the
left-footed?
Morton Anderson was
lefty. That was Morton Anderson.
Okay, maybe it might have been Morton. So this
was
like around 04, 05.
He's from Denmark.
Okay.
All right. A little off there on the
this
map.
Might have been like from 04.
Not exactly near Australia.
Yeah, it was like emergency. I think it was it was Brad Johnson. I was behind Big Brad Johnson.
Gotcha. Well, because normally it's something you don't even talk about, and you think about Joe Cardona to Jake Bailey with Nick Folk kicking. How many times has that operation
been money?
I mean,
you don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're just introducing somebody new to that equation, and you know, they've had, at least it's not like he's thrown in there today. They've had all week to sort of deal with it. But at the same time, that is something to kind of monitor. In a game that we expect to be pretty close,
right.
Now you factor, like, a wall takes one little snafu, and that could be the difference.
And especially when you're probably your most productive offensive player is your kicker.
Is your kicker right now.
You've got to hit those field goals, right? Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that's one thing. And, you know, I don't know the history of this kid. Did he hold before?
I don't know much about
him. You know, because that's always part of it. Like, you know what?
Well, Bill was asked about it during the week press conference, if he also holds, and he said yes.
Yeah,
right away,
which so. I would imagine that, you know, that's generally.
Yeah, what's the background? How much do we need to know about this Michael Pilardi guy?
Well, he is he's from Margate, Florida.
All right. Florida, good high school football.
I almost sound like I'm teeing somebody up at like a bachelor auction.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old from Margate, Florida.
All right, good head on his shoulders.
He once played with the Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
He's a stout 5'11".
5'11", not bad.
He played college football at Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
All right. SEC ball.
SEC, big football.
He's played in front of a lot of people.
Yes,
so.
Dad, yes.
Now,
he was
an undrafted free agent in 2014, so maybe like hands.
Yeah,
I was just
going
to say. He's either fresh. He's forgotten all his skills.
How many NFL punts does he have?
Let's see here. So last year, believe it or not, with the Dolphins, he had 77 punts.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
And a couple of years with the Panthers. This gentleman, Pilardi, has kicked 245 punts over the course of his NFL career.
Does he consider himself a family man?
I don't know. That's
right,
a good question.
That's plenty of punts, so I'm not really that worried about it.
He's got Michael Strahan teeth, I can tell you that.
It works for Strahan.
Right.
Well, you guys doing okay.
I'll tell you what, if Michael Pilardi hits TV and makes $2 million, that'd be an upset, for God's sakes. And, of course, the wind as well. And Wiggs, I know that Bill Belichick is a nutbag for the wind.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy inside of Stadium is licking his finger and like, oh, where's it coming from?
Yeah, right.
But here today at Gillette, and we walk down here, windy as all hell, cold as all get out.
Yep.
And you have the weird wonkiness of now the construction that's going on the other side of the stadium to the point to where Belichick moved things into the stadium on Friday.
Right.
Kind of walk us through sort of some of that, what Bill could be thinking, because you've been in those special teams meetings.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's trying to, if Friday, if you have similar, let's say, weather conditions that you're going to have on Sunday, it's very, obviously, you know, unless you got a giant fan, it's very difficult to simulate that. You could get away with wet balls because Bill used to drop them in a bucket all the time, so you could get away with that. Or if the weather's cold, you just go outside and you don't have to practice indoors. So it's going to be, you know, it's always difficult with the wind, but Bill is such, like you said, Gresh, Bill is such a stickler when it comes to weather conditions, especially special teams-wise. He should know that inside and out. Like, that's your job as a special teams guy, especially as a punter or a kicker, to know that inside and out and know how the stadium kind of operates from the special teams. As a player, more so as a receiver, it's more about the direction the ball's going in and
got
the tails.
It.
That kind of stuff. Cause
it's a little like hitting a golf ball off the tee. The wind's going to naturally push it on certain days.
Or it would be like being a catcher and catching a guy who throws a curveball.
Got it.
Or throw
got
a
it, got
ball,
it.
Like a knuckleball.
So there's going to be movement of the ball.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that as a receiver you have to kind of figure out how the wind's going. So, like, all right, if we're going in one direction, the wind might be at our back and that ball's going to be humming. But if we're coming in the other direction, that thing's like going to be, you know, somebody put the brakes on that thing and it could be moving like a Tim Wakefield knuckleball.
There we go.
So hopefully this isn't the weather is so crazy where, remember a few years ago when they went to overtime and Bill, they won the toss and he still kicked off? Because he was thinking,
he was
like,
that hot.
It was just so concerned about the weather.
Was that the Denver game?
No, that was the Jets game.
Oh, okay.
It was the Jets game a while ago, and he decided to kick off. You're like, what? In overtime? You're like, what are you doing? But so sometimes the weather can be that extreme.
Right, because you want to be able to say, like, okay, if we want to know which direction that we're going, and especially in overtime, mm-hmm. you want to be able to have mm-hmm. that wind at your advantage even more than getting the football.
Mm-hmm. Also, Christian Barmore has ended up on IR. So yep. during the week, it was, oh, it looks like he's trending to play. And then on Friday, well, something happened, and now he's on IR. So not only have the Patriots missed him the past couple of weeks, you're hoping to get him back from the bye. Now he's shut down for four more weeks yep. at a critical time of year where you're playing three games in 12 days.
Yeah, and this was not the season that people expected out of him.
No,
right?
No.
Like he probably had
Dietrich Wise has had the season we expected kinda, out yeah. of Barmore. When yeah. you think about
the inside guys have just kind of been
not really much.
They've done a good job
about.
Against the run, but not very productive in terms of interior pass rush.
Have they even
like
done
that.
Like a good job against the run? Like I would we and we kind of had this conversation.
Not running quarterbacks.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I guess
no,
the running backs. I guess they've done
I think
right.
Slowing to like you know Nick Chubb was pretty good.
Right,
going slowed in him down. Him
I stuff. Feel like the conversation we had like they're the one unit that I felt like has underachieved.
Yeah, I think the expectation was high, though, for Barmore because he had a really good rookie yes. year, and everybody was like, all right, he's the next guy in line to be like a perennial Pro Bowler. And you just haven't really heard his name much, and then he gets hurt. And as good as the defense has been, it's been Judon, it's been Dietrich Wise, it's been some of the guys in the secondary. Yeah. It hasn't really been
Anthony
those guys
Jennings at times, even like
you Uche had that one game.
You throw Uche's yeah. name in there, but when you think about like, Barmore, Godchild, especially
Lawrence
the
guy, because Lawrence Guy also missed a bunch
right,
of games.
Especially Fish, with yep. the expectations that we yeah. had coming. I almost feel like I hear the other kid's name more than I hear anybody else. Number 95 on
Ekwuali.
Yeah, Ekwuali.
Oh, you do hear his name.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah.
I feel
he's
like,
been solid for 2 years now. He's right. just a grunt.
Yeah. But I feel like he, when you think about defensive, like interior D linemen, like your D tackles, I feel like you hear him more than you hear Barmore, Godchild, yeah. some of those other plays that are expectations. I mean, Bill told us that Godchild was one of the
best D linemen yeah. in the league.
And I thought I think a lot of expectations for Barmore was he slipped for whatever reason, but he was a first-round talent,
right.
and this is when he was going to, like, take it to that next level, and we were going to get, like,
interior pass rush.
The Fletcher yeah. Cox or Chris Jones type
well,
of
Well, it's funny, like, both guys from Alabama, and again, there's so many reasons why for Mac Jones, but you look at the rookie years from Mac and Barmore,
yeah.
and you're like, all right, if that's the baseline, like, what are these guys going
right.
to be? And then both of them have kind of taken a step
right.
backwards in year two.
And as you mentioned, for different reasons.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
now
yeah.
with Barmore, what, he missed two games before
so
the
now
bye,
it's just
I think it
injury.
Was, so now he's going to miss six?
So right. the most games he'll play would be 11. That's the absolute most games he can play, or did he miss more than two already?
It's funny. I was just running to try to look
yeah,
that
yeah,
up
yeah.
real quick.
But I think that's probably like that's
I feel
the
like
most
he's missed more than two.
You might
yeah.
be right. I know he's been on the injury report a lot. It just, yeah, hasn't really done a whole lot.
Well, so if he's out 4 weeks, you're talking about missing the Jets, the Vikings, the Bills, and then at the Cardinals.
Right. Those are some big games.
On December
12th. Well, they're
12th.
All big, obviously, for
of
the
course.
Way the Patriots are playing right now, but
so you get him back for Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills.
That's if you get him back.
That's if he comes
right,
back.
Right.
You know what, Wiggs? It's very fair to say that's if he comes back, given that it looked like he was going to play today. It does look like David Andrews is to be back. And I know we're going to get to this a little bit later on in terms of some of the stuff in the offense maybe that's got to go. But it does look like, according to Ian Rappaport, that Devontae Parker is trending to get back out there. And I'll be honest, I don't know if it's good or bad. And the reason I bring it up is because is Matt
How
Patricia
they like to use them.
Well, is Matt Patricia yeah. just going to be like, all right, we got 5-0 linemen. We shuffled them up a little bit. Isaiah wins the left tackle. Here we go. We got number one back out there. Let's chuck it 40 yards down the field.
I obviously think it's a good thing because of the one good game he had. It just you need as many weapons as you could possibly get, especially when you start to talk about the some of the teams that you're going to be playing in these next few weeks. You need as much talent and as skilled guys as you could possibly get because you struggle all year throwing the ball.
Yeah.
So you would want a guy like that who can potentially help you out and have a game where he might have – I know it was a while ago, but he had, what, $150 on the receiving?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think especially against a team like the Jets who have Sauce Gardner who can shut down one receiver – if you're trying to get Jacoby Myers going, the Jets have to decide. Do they put Gardner on Myers? Do they put him on Parker? Because they've seen him have big games in the past. And so at least Mac can sort of hopefully go away from whoever Gardner's on. And
feels like
direction.
Sauce is more of an outside guy than anything else.
Probably is. But if you're the Jets and you're saying Myers is – if Parker's not playing and Myers is going to be the guy that gets 10, 12 targets, you might say, all right, let's see if we could do this.
And if you're that talented and that skilled as Sauce Gardner is supposed to be, you should be able to cover a guy on the inside. Because I still like, you know, we talk to Ty all the time, and I always feel like the inside corner has a harder job than the outside guy.
He does.
You know. But sometimes there'll be DBs that'll tell you it's harder to play the outside than it is the inside.
I think it's harder to play the inside because you don't have
sideline
as like another defender type of thing.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying from when you talk to defensive back. Now, I've never covered anybody in or outside. basing it off.
I understand,
It seems like sometimes there'll be DBs will say it's much harder to cover.
Well, the guys on the inside usually are off the line. It's hard to get a jam on them.
Right.
They can go in any direction.
But they look at it. But you know what I think the DBs do, though, is they say the guy on the inside is not as skilled as the guy on the outside.
And so sometimes that is definitely true. Right? Well, you're in a more one-on-one, true one-on-one situation.
Right, and you're going against the guy that, Mike, on the outside, you're going to have to deal with like a Moss, those type of players.
The freak athletic guys.
Right, on the inside.
You're not lining up 6'7", 210 pounds in the slot.
Yeah, it's just like
they're running down the middle.
The outside guy, you're more likely to give up the touchdown, but the inside guy, you're more likely to give up the first down.
Because
we saw for years with Welker and Edelman. Nobody could cover either one of those
guys. But that's what I mean. It'd be like, all right, would you rather cover Welker or Edelman or go outside and cover T.O. or Moss?
I hurt my hamstring. I can't.
So it's always interesting to see, a guy like Sauce Gardner, right, does he look at it and go, you know what? I'm used to covering really good players on the outside. I got no problem chasing around Jacoby Myers on the inside.
Yeah, and I think that's a different type of corner, right? Because would you rather say, all right, you're going to shut down Nelson Agholor today. You're going to shut him down. It's like, all right, well, couldn't somebody else shut him down? And why don't you shut down Myers instead? But although I don't know how explosive Myers is either, so the Jets might just do whatever they
feel. I hope they move Sauce Gardner around because you know what? The guy's actually pretty good at run support as well. He's a complete corner already as a rookie,
And I think it's more – and I think the Jets are more on, the Ty Law way of thinking. And, you know, we have Ty on every Tuesday on the Greg Hill Show. And his way of thinking is there's nobody on New England that frightens me at all. Mm-hmm. So from a coaching standpoint, do you think the Jets even go, okay, let's see, who do we need to put Sauce on? Who do we got?
No.
Right.
Okay. Probably not.
Right. So they're probably just basing their defensive game plan on how they want to run their defense, not saying, all right, Sauce, we need you to take this guy out. And I think that becomes, when you bring it back to, the Devontae Parker, at least having another guy have to not say we need to shut him down, but just think, he's another potential option for Mac Jones helps out. And if he's not playing, now it goes back to where is Kendrick Bourne?
Right, wow.
that's a good question. That's a bigger question. That's almost like an unsolved mystery
now.
It should be.
Or is it, what is Tyquan Thornton?
I know.
And what becomes of that role?
There you go. I'm glad you brought him up because among the things we need to get into, we do have Mac versus Zach, but how are each of these teams going to attack offensively? We'll peel that apart. Fantasy football news, as you can imagine, it's about as big a mess as it's been the past couple of weeks. Tom Kern will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll get to whose defense is better, the Patriots or the Jets. And I think there's some stuff to unpack there. By the way, no Sheldon Rankins today for the Jets, interior of that Jets defense. We'll have your inactives at 11:30. I got some questions for Wiggy about the way the Bills handled their situation because they just got to Detroit yesterday afternoon at about 6:30. But there's got to be I have questions for our former NFL tight end. What needs to go from the Patriots offense? We'll also get you ready for Week 11 and a big week for the picks this week. We'll get to that right before we're out of here. We're at Helix Esports at Patriot Place right beside Gillette Stadium. Come on down. By the way, the party area is cranking outside. And, it's a little chilly out there. So make sure you are bundled up and ready to go. And we are coming to you from the Best Yet Brand Studios. Let's go back to Brighton. Our guy Ethan is ready to trend.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, Here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Zudy. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zudy, that's Zudy.com, for your free trial. Week 11 of the NFL continues to roll on at 1 p.m. with your Patriots hosting the Jets here in Foxborough. Notable players to keep an eye on include Josh Uche, Devontae Parker, and Avernie Jennings, all listed as questionable, while Christian Barmore is already marked as out. And be sure to tune in right after the game for our Six Rings post-game show with Fitzy and Hart right here on WEEI. In college football, the Boston College Eagles were whacked 44-0 against Notre Dame in what became quite the snowball midway through, while the UMass Minutemen fell to Texas A&M 20-3. And then a big congratulations to the Holy Cross Crusaders, who finished their season 11-0 after beating Georgetown 47-10, clinching the Patriot League title. It's their first undefeated season in 31 years. Celtics are off this weekend as they prepare to face the Bulls tomorrow night in Chicago. They currently sit at 13-3 on the season, and the Bruins now sit at 16-2, came away with another victory 6-1 yesterday over the Chicago Blackhawks. They play again tomorrow night in Tampa Bay against the Lightning. I'm Ethan Ursadulu, and that's what's trending here at WEEI and WEEI.com.
Mac versus Zach. Which quarterback has got the tougher road to get the job done today? That's next on WEEI Football Sunday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
.1025 on WEEI Football Sunday. We're getting you ready for the Patriots to take on the Jets at Gillette Stadium here at 1 o'clock. We're at Helix Esports right beside Gillette. We're here inside Patriot Place, Helix Esports right beside Showcase. You'll find us. There's a big party going on outside. Everybody's all bundled up and ready to go. And Mac versus Zach is going to be a big part of today's, well, you know, pregame chatter and, of course, the breakdown afterwards, because you got Mac Jones in an offense where we don't know what in the hell it's going to look like coming out of the bye week for the Patriots. And then we have Zach Wilson, who last time out against the Patriots, needless to say, did not fare very well. So this from the NFL stat nerds out there. Zach Wilson, 0-3. Two touchdown passes and seven interceptions versus the Patriots in his career. The only quarterback with three or more starts and a lower passer rating against Bill Belichick as a head coach is...
Sam Darnold.
Yes, that is Zach Wilson's predecessor. So how about this? Lowest passer rating against Bill Belichick as a head coach all time, minimum of three starts. There are two Jets on there. Sam Darnold leads the way at 41-2. Zach Wilson is right behind at 50.5. Then Kerry Collins, then Drew Bledsoe, then Joey Harrington. Three guys that are out of the league.
Pretty good list. A lot of high draft picks on that list.
A lot of top
really
10.
High draft picks.
I was just
going to
say, a lot of top 8 picks on there.
Oh, yeah. Real high draft picks. Well, Sam Darnold's the only one who said on camera he was seeing ghosts. So Zach Wilson does not have that.
No, he don't have that yet.
But, man, he was so bad in the last game. And even if he was just a little less bad, the Jets might win that game.
Just horrible decision-making. It seems like when he plays against the Patriots,
he loses his mind.
Yeah, his decision-making. Yeah. Because prior to that game, it's not like he's had a great year, but his decision-making has been better this year versus last year. So when you look at him as a player, it almost looks like you have two identical quarterbacks in the sense of what they are for their teams.
Well, they are very similar, and I think the whole team is similar, so what they're asking them to do kind of thing. But it's almost like both teams, the way they kind of have success or the way they draw things up, they almost might be better switched. And this is why I say that, because Matt Patricia, even though we're seeing that this might be the wrong decision, he likes the ball getting chucked downfield. Yeah. He likes some of these one-on-one plays. And just physical talent, Zach Wilson has more than Mac Jones.
Right. Yep.
Whereas the Jets style, the games besides the Patriots that they won, it was like 150 passing yards, a touchdown, no picks.
Right.
And if they could use the quote smarter quarterback, might be Mac Jones. So like both teams might do what they want better. Like they're both forcing the guy to do something that's not really his thing.
It's almost like one team wants the quarterback to just be the ultimate game manager, and that would be the Jets.
Yes.
The ultimate game manager.
But they drafted a kid who would rather run side to side and fling it, you know, like he's Brett Favre.
And the other quarterback or the other team might want the guy who has the skill set of what the league looks like.
Although he'd probably be better if you just let him do the, you know, dink and dunk down the field.
Well, I think everybody got intoxicated with Zach Wilson because of the little recency bias, because it's like, well, if Josh Allen can do it, why can't this guy do it? Well, you know.
Oh, improve?
I mean, because Zach Wilson, it was, oh, he runs fast, he can throw it a country mile, can't think, likes cougars, but however.
Can't knock him for that.
But, and that's the thing is that with Josh Allen, there was incremental, we know who we want to be, and this is how we're going to get him here. I think sometimes with Zach Wilson, it's the, oh, he threw four interceptions. Well, we got to bottle him up, you know?
Right. And there's isn't that more about their coaching? Like, I think Brian Daboll was extremely.
Buffalo had patience and a plan.
And a coach.
The Jets had patience. I don't know what the plan is in getting the guy better.
Yeah.
Because there are times where he still runs around and just.
Well,
like,
no, because
stuff
like,
where you go, oh,
coming
the hell
out of
that?
BYU, he was kind of billed as like the Mormon Mahomes.
Yes,
right? That was sort of the idea behind it.
Except he played an independent schedule, not a Big 12 schedule, because I saw some of that with the guy.
The Big 12 defenses aren't exactly known
for
shutting it down.
They're not great, but.
No, but I would also think, and I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be this great quarterback, but he also gets drafted by the Jets.
Yeah.
He has a defensive head coach. He has no real receivers until this year. They do draft him, Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
But his rookie year is like, what on earth was that guy supposed to do?
Right.
And now at least this year you have the good defense. You got a couple of playmakers on offense. So now there's a little bit more on him. Do you trust the coaching staff
That's the question. Is he like one of those kids where you're like, okay, if we get him the right offensive-minded coach – and who can kind of teach him to, you know, be a better decision maker, but build around his skill set. Does he have, will he get to that next level where, you know, obviously he won't be the Mahomes, but you can look at him and go, okay, this guy has the skill set. Kind of what you're seeing with Justin Fields where they're like actually utilizing
this. Yeah, they finally figured something out.
Right. Or maybe with Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville. Do you think that that's – I mean, obviously I think that's what Zach Wilson is missing. Then once he has that guy, then you have to see, okay, can that guy then unlock the talent?
Look, I think there's a ton of talent there. I just don't know about the processing of information. However, the Jets are going to do a couple of things differently. So Robert Saleh this week said to the media, well, I don't want to let everybody know what we're going to do with Elijah Moore. But if you go to CBS Sports HQ, the guy sat November 9th with Josina Anderson, and the first thing he says when asked about Elijah Moore is, well, we're going to move Elijah Moore into the slot and try to get more out of him and create a role for him. So, like, it's
people
like,
tell Josina Anderson stuff.
It's crazy.
That's what it comes down to.
It's nuts. Reporter. So the guy has put it out there already. I think in the Jets' last game before the bye, Moore got 27 snaps in the slot. You mentioned Garrett Wilson. So is that something to even really be worried about? Like, is Zach Wilson at the point to where he can make the tight window throws in between the numbers to a guy like Moore, who was very much an outside receiver pretty much his whole career, and now they're like, all right, we're going to put you inside now.
So I think Wilson can, but he's also at the stage of his career where I think if, say, in the first quarter he throws a dime to Elijah Moore, I think it's going to give him so much confidence that he's going to then think he can make every single throw
that's
the rest of the game, and then he'll probably end up throwing a pick late because he's like, well, I hit that one earlier. I know I can do it. Like, again, like those guys like Brett Favre have that in them because they can make every single throw. That's a reality. Yeah, they're like, oh, I got this one.
I can hit that 250 over that water.
There's three guys on him. Right. He's like, well, I know, but I got it there. It's like, okay, great.
And that's the part of the coaching being able to kind of like, you know, it's almost like that's like the coaching being able to like corral that wild, you know,
bucking
Bronco
stallion. Yeah.
Like, and saying, okay, you can make every throw you have. Even like we had Devin McCourty on Friday, and he talked about Zach Wilson and his ability to make every throw and his, you know, he kind of has that Patrick Mahomes skill set.
Sure.
But you got to have the coach to say, okay, even though you could do that, let's make the right decision.
Yeah.
And he's
in a place where, like, he's not playing on the Lions or the Bears or one of these teams where they're like, you know what, go out there. If we win or lose 30-31, whatever, that's fine.
Right.
He's on a team that has a really good defense
and
right now has a chance to make the playoffs. So they're like, hey, we know you can do all that, but don't do any of that.
Right.
And just sort of let's run the ball and hit a couple of passes.
But then the problem is, like you said, the last time they played the Patriots, he hits that 50-yard dime because they're like, don't do any of that. But then it's like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah,
he did that.
He has.
And then he starts to think, like you said. And then if you're, the number two overall pick or whatever, now it's all of a sudden like, all right, well, they need me to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that then that confidence level plays into it. Well, you know what? I'm the guy. I got to make these throws, and I got to do this.
I mean, the number one thing for both of these guys, both quarterbacks, is it's as simple as clean up the picks. You just can't throw as many interceptions as they both do.
And
that's
with Wilson, they're wild. With Mac, they are much more like within structure, either wrong read, wrong route, whatever. But I do want to ask this about Wilson. Last time the Patriots got good pass rush with not many, and they just waited, and Wilson threw it to him. Do you have to flip the script a little bit this time out? Meaning, you want to blitz him on 3rd and 7 to force him to make a bad read or a bad throw. If you're New England, is it just, hey, this guy's going to throw it to us, let's let it happen? Or do you have to force some of those mistakes out of him this time around, considering they played less than a month ago?
I don't think you have to force anything with this kid. I think as long as you're getting pressure on him or around him, making him have to move, making him have to get outside the pocket, as long as you're doing those things, I think eventually he's going to make that bad decision.
Yeah.
Until he proves.
He'll give you one. He might not give you three again.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Can you force more out of him by being more aggressive this time?
But I think,
because he shouldn't throw it up center field to McCourty this
time. But Judon allows you the luxury of not having to send a lot of guys.
Right.
And you'll
still
get the pressure on him. And then that way you have 7 guys back in pass coverage. And at some point he will.
You don't have to manufacture.
Plus when you have young receivers, that's why I wonder about blitzing a little more this time. Because, Wiggs, you know this better than anybody. somebody, if there's a sight adjust and the wide receiver misses it and the quarterback thinks he's there,
right?
Normally there's a corner standing there saying thank you very much.
Right, and so it becomes it just becomes play your game, because you don't have to manufacture pressure like you used to in the past. You have enough talent. It's now, can we disguise a little bit, or maybe get you to see something that isn't there that allows you to throw the football, you know, and kind of like, and being on the same page. It's almost like the pick six the Jets had, right? If you really go back and look at that, the cornerback's running to the flat, but Jacoby Myers is turning inside, so clearly they're not on the same page.
Right.
So if you can confuse them a little bit with some of your disguises, maybe that will lead to Zach Wilson throwing those bad balls, mm-hmm. but you already have enough pressure coming from, you know, Judon, Dedrick Wise.
All right. So is Isaiah Wynn starting a left tackle today? What is our best guess?
What's wrong with Trent Brown?
Well,
the practice reports have been Isaiah Wynn over
playing left side.
So
on the
I would say, why practice something you're not going to do?
So then it's Brown and Onwenu on the right side. Good Lord, that's a load of ass right there, boy.
I don't really think it matters at this point in time. Right, because if Isaiah wins at the left, don't we know that he's not very good at the left?
Yeah, but if he's slightly better at the left than at the right, don't you feel like there's been even more breakdowns this year?
I feel like it's the same.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I feel like
ready for that guy to move on, and let's just call it a 5-year run.
Has it been to the point where you go, oh, okay, he's better over here, he's better on the inside? I just feel like no matter where he is, he struggles, right? So
He's been benched, then he's been forced back into guard at one point this year.
He played left guard a little bit.
So to me, it really doesn't matter, because even Trent Brown was struggling over there. No matter where you kind of put those guys, it seems like it's really week to week on whether or not they're going to struggle
individually.
Well, that's
a good point. It's not like Trent Brown's been playing like Jonathan Ogden, and you're like, oh, you can't move him.
Right.
They've both been kind of had issues.
It's pretty much everybody on the offensive line except for Onwenu and David Andrews.
Who, by the way, that is the biggest thing that they have
going for
them today.
Biggest thing is getting him
back.
Returning. And let's see how different it looks with Andrews in there and dealing with Quinnen Williams and Cole Strange. Do they find a way to continue to get the one-on-ones on Strange?
Right.
And I do wonder if part of the reason that the Patriots might move Wynn over there is just because from a movement standpoint, I think he moves a little better than Trent Brown. And if they're going to run games with the rookie guard like they did last time, there was some twists in there. There was some stuff that Cole Strange hadn't seen. Get the center back. And if you put a guy in there that's a little better in dealing with some of those twists, maybe they identify that as a part of the problem, just in terms of Strange and deal that the combination of those two guys on the left side might be a little better to kind of deal with whatever the Jets are going to bring them.
The way the season's gone, whatever five starts, I bet that alignment doesn't stick the entire game.
Right. Well, and they, like, what is it, Chasen Hines, I think, is up, and they signed this
Cody
dude.
Rusty, I think.
Well, they signed this dude who was a tight end who put on like 40 pounds to be a tackle or something.
Well, doesn't it?
We're at that point of the year.
Doesn't it tell you something though when they take Isaiah Wynn and go move him back to left tackle that they weren't confident in what Trent Brown was doing?
I think
that's part of it.
You're right. Like neither tackle graced themselves in glory this year. Now again, does it mean anything? Does it become easier to run the ball over the right side because you got two mountains over there on the right? I don't know. I just kind of throw it out because I do wonder what they've cooked up in the lab. Has it just been, we're good, we know we're trending we're okay?
They can't
They know they're not good. Please tell me we're going to see like a little bit of motion shift. Can we get some matchups here or there?
I don't know if you got to see. The problem with that is like you don't wait till nine games in to go
week 11
to go what, maybe we should completely change what we do on offense and start adding motion.
Probably gonna look pretty similar.
Yeah, it's probably, and with maybe a wrinkle here and there with, you know, some type of motion.
Because we asked Fourier this on Thursday, but when you played coming out of a bye week, so you hadn't played a game in 2 weeks, did the offense really ever have any many wrinkles?
No, because what the offense generally does week to week is it takes what you do well and then it adds to a formation. Mm-hmm. So maybe we run the toss with motion coming in one direction and we had success for that. Now what we might do is just line up and take the motion off and line up in the formation to run the toss. Or maybe we add something off of
so
that.
It's minor changes.
It's
or
minor.
Tweaks
yeah, it's minor of, changes.
Yeah. It'll look huge here.
Well, that's normally true. I guess if you're grading on a curve.
Hey, Mac, we're going to put the running back to the left and a bunch to the right. You figure the rest out.
Wiggy also started by saying we take what works. So far, what can you even use?
Right. Ramondre left, Ramondre right.
But you never just go, you know, like you like when you come in on a Wednesday, that's when you install the game plan. Yeah. Like you come in on a Wednesday, and as you're going through it, you never go, what the hell, man? We're putting in all new stuff. You never do that.
Yeah,
it's generally the same stuff week to week where you add a little bit here and there. So, hey, remember we were successful with this formation? Now all we're doing is running a play that we've already had, but now we're running it off of this formation.
Okay.
You know, and that's the only difference. Like this whole people, when they think, oh, like their week-to-week game plan, they think like, oh, they're coming in with new game plans.
No, God, no.
It's just a little bit of tweaks. And so the bye week would allow me. If you're not a big motion team, then all of a sudden you're not going to motion all of a sudden.
Well, good Lord, let's hope this isn't a 50-page playbook and that's all we got this year and that there's more in the playbook that they can hopefully try to bust out today. We're at Helix Esports at Patriot Place right beside Gillette Stadium. This is WEEI Football Sunday. Good morning to you Twitchers and you weirdos that are up. Zeke's got us up and running on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Zeke is feverishly at work over there. No playing Madden today, although for those of you that are watching us on Twitch,
we're ready for it.
Apparently, the Chris Schein Madden Invitational is about to get underway down here at Helix Esports.
Ready
this thing
go.
Is set, big stage, ready to go.
This is set up for Overwatch. You get 5-on-5.
Oh, is that really what it is?
Overwatch 5-on-5. Okay.
Oh, I got it. In these chairs,
or Call of Duty, right?
You can do that too.
Yeah. These chairs are pretty damn comfy. I'll tell you that.
We need some of these in the studio.
Yeah,
man. Come on, get on it.
No question. Laird Man's got to get on that.
Jesus.
But then he'll be like, what do we do with the other chairs?
Throw them in the dumpster where they need to be?
I'll take one of those. You know, we can if they're giving them away at a discount. Your fantasy football team is probably dealing with a little bit of a mess. We'll give you the latest in fantasy football next on WEEI Football Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to try to help you the best we can with some of the decisions that folks are going to have to make in the fantasy world. This from Mike Giardi. Not that you're necessarily running to put Devontae Parker into the lineup. Mike Giardi just tweeted out, Devontae Parker didn't look all that comfortable as he was put through his paces by the team's training staff, dealing with a knee injury that knocked him out on the first play of the last meeting with the Jets. Inactives come in a bit. So that little bit right there from Mike Giardi. And who Shefty's got something on Barmore there?
Yeah, real quick before we do some of the fantasy names here. This is injury-related. Barmore, according to Schefter, has been battling knee inflammation for weeks before being placed on injured reserve on Friday. Barmore does not need surgery, just rest and rehab, and the team believes he should be able to return after 4 weeks.
All right.
So he's played in 6 games this year, so he's already missed 3.
Yep.
So now you add another 4, so he's going to miss a minimum of 7 games this season.
So 9-game season, and he's been 10 on that fifth. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. Damn it. Yep. I'm still not used to 17
I mean, that's
games.
At best. He could do 10. As for fantasy stuff, we know Ja'Marr Chase still out for Cincinnati, although they were hoping that he might be able to work it out, but that's a guy who's going to be out. It's going to be interesting to see. Is he at full strength by the time the Patriots play the Bengals? Or the,
right,
you know, there's some important Bengals games. That's a team that you're fighting for a playoff spot with.
Hips
as well.
Are tricky,
but he's out for the Chiefs. Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman.
Isn't Juju done for the year?
Did he get placed out for
the year? I thought I saw that.
He might be. Jerry Jeudy hurt again.
Mm-hmm. That guy, he just can't stay
that
upright.
That guy is hurt all the time.
By the way, it looks like Zeke Elliott is going to return today against the Vikings, but Tom Pelissero said the plan is for Tony Pollard to get more touches as they ease Zeke back in.
Okay.
He feels like he's kind of been usurped a little bit, or at least Pollard is right there with
Pollard's
Zeke.
Great. Yeah, Pollard's probably better.
It's their way of kind of like eventually moving on from
Zeke.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Josh Allen and Matt Stafford and Justin Jefferson, who are all banged up, clearly, but it looks like they are all going to play.
Okay.
And so if you have Allen or Jefferson in fantasy, you have to play them, even with the limited status and all that stuff.
I'm going to go with a key favorite.
Here we go.
This guy's having his 4-week run. Here is Taylor Heineke.
Oh, Taylor Heineke. You can't lose this guy.
Commanders expect Heineke to be the QB moving forward.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would, right. Wasn't he 3-1 as a starter?
Can you imagine
if
you were on that team, Wig, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're going back to Wentz.
Yeah,
we know Heineke had life, and we just beat the Eagles with
him.
But we're going back to Wentz.
By the way, Atlanta's going to stick with Marcus Mariota. Your thoughts?
Great. That team, if they don't draft one of those top guys,
the problem is they're winning
too much. They're not going to have the number one pick, but there's still going to be 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round. Don't you think?
It might be more like 4.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
There'll be the overdraft.
Yeah,
it'll be the fifth guy.
But they'll take one of them.
Because you got to think C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young they're going in the top 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there's the kid from Kentucky, the Will Levis kid.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then after that, I think, who's the...
You got Stroud.
Then you got the kid from Tennessee. You got a kid from Florida.
Yeah, you got Stroud, Young, Will Levis. I'm just scrolling down a mock draft
list.
But
what you also have
Hendon Hooker, the kid from Tennessee.
Right. But are those guys...
There's going to be a kid that either we didn't mention or we mentioned at the tail end that is going to vault up
like
into the top 10.
Like a Max Duggan, the kid from TCU.
Maybe.
Anthony Richardson is a kid from Florida. Yes. You're talking about Wigs. Mm-hmm. I know, and again, this is just the I always go to Tankathon because they got the picks and everything. They've got Richardson as 47 on their big board. Tanner McKee, the quarterback from Stanford, in at 51.
Atlanta's one of those teams that's definitely taken him. But think about Mac Jones wasn't even a first-round pick until, the week of the draft. Baker Mayfield wasn't the number one pick in the draft until, the day before
the
draft.
Day before
so, like, there's
the
always
draft.
Sort of these guys that, oh, he had a good senior bowl.
I was just wondering with Atlanta and the way that they're playing.
They can't bring Mariota back.
No, not that they're going to bring. But are they going to be good enough where they're, 10, 12 – or are they going to be bad enough where they're 6, 5, 7?
Right now, Wiggs, they're 13th in the draft order now.
So that's not a bad spot.
No, that's not a bad spot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it becomes one of those guys.
I bet they finish right around there.
So now it becomes one of those quarterbacks that, like you talked about, maybe were second-round guys that all of a sudden, as things start to progress, they now become mid-round, first-round
draft. Or even 2 years ago, Justin Fields and Mac Jones both slid out of the top 10, and depending on what teams were up there, they still got guys that started right away.
I agree with you.
Well, just to jump on this quickly, because I do think it's fascinating, because Wiggs, I wonder if since they can't fire Josh McDaniels because they can't pay him, if he convinces them to be like, I'll bring Brady here, that'll fix everything. Therefore, taking quarterback off the board for them at number 2. But when you look at it, right now Houston would have the number 1 and the number 9 pick. One of those will go to a quarterback.
I don't know. Yeah.
Vegas.
Oh. I don't think so.
Davis Mills is a turnover machine.
I don't think
though.
He's that bad. The team's awful. The team's trash.
Well, yeah, but
okay. I don't know how much better the quarterback
is. Where is Houston going to fall? One, you said right now.
One, they have 1-9 because they have Cleveland's first
so
round.
Do you think,
trade it.
Do you think? Okay, so do you think Houston goes, there's a chance for us to get C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young? And I guess the question is, how good do you feel like C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young could be at the NFL level if you're Houston?
I don't think they are like the game-changing quarterbacks.
Really? Okay.
NFL. I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, obviously, but I don't think that they are like going into 2 years ago. And I know he hasn't shown it yet, but like Trevor Lawrence was he's the number one pick. He was the number one pick for two straight years. You had to take him, franchise type
right.
guy. Even after the one season Burrow had, it was like you got to take Burrow. Burrow's your guy. I don't know. I don't see Bryce Young or Stroud as that.
Okay.
Well, looking at the way the board sets up, right? So Houston, let's just say they're 50-50 on a quarterback. I think a little higher. Vegas, we kind of don't know yet.
I think Vegas is in on a quarterback.
Carolina needs a quarterback.
Oh,
they're number three.
Oh, my God. Yep. They desperately
But then
do.
How about this? So as it's slotted right now with first-round picks transferring, Philly would be number four, Jacksonville 5, Chicago 6, Detroit 7.
Detroit needs one.
Yeah, Detroit.
They would be a team. Seattle is 8.
I don't know.
They might be good,
right?
With Geno.
Yeah, Geno might be cheap for them. So
yeah, I might just keep Geno.
Yeah,
and then you get Houston, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Green Bay. There's a bunch of teams in here that already have their quarterbacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're either moving up to get one, or one of those, say, top three,
could be
one of those guys
down.
Might tumble right down to you. It
yeah.
is fascinating.
It is.
And I do think Atlanta will change their mind by the
end
of the
year. Well, that's interesting that Keith says that, because I agree Atlanta's going quarterback. I agree
with
you on
that.
But it is interesting to see the Texans, because they're in a position.
Well, that's one of those things. Like, is Davis Mills bad, or is he just playing for the Texans? Like, when you watch him play, he moves around pretty well. He's got, like, I think a pocket presence. He's got a strong arm. Like, yeah, the guy's not bad.
Or do they, like, a veteran and say, hey, with 1-9, we're going to get transformative players in other positions to where we can put a veteran guy in there and at least wait a little bit or try to win right away?
So, and I think the other part to that Texans thing is, where do you think they go with Lovie Smith?
out the door.
To the unemployment line.
Right. Okay, so
pay another one.
So if that's the mindset, right? Because I don't think Lovey's the guy. So if that's the mindset, do the Texans go, okay, we get our coach and we then get our quarterback, and maybe what we're able to do based on if it is C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young is one of those guys becomes now the Deshaun Watson who doesn't need the massage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it is interesting.
With the new coach. Whoever that new coach potentially.
Well, Nathaniel Hackett, who, by the way, has given up play calling duties in Denver. But another story for another time.
Shame.
This portion of WEEI Football Sunday is brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. Call 844-VA-CARES. Learn more about the benefits you earned and deserve. Call 844-VA-CARES. Coming to you from the Best Yet Brand Studios, we will talk with Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston to kick off Hour 2 of WEEI Football Sunday next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!